The World Rock Countdown with George Ron.
It's the World Rock Countdown. This week, we got an awesome episode featuring Billy Gray, guitarist from Fozzy, and Tattoo the Scars coming up right now. So we're here on the World Rock Countdown to talk to Fozzy, guitar player, and he also plays in a new group called Tattoo the Scars. It's Billy Gray. How's it going, Billy?
Hey, everybody. How's it going out there?
You're really busy with Fozzy. How did Tattoo the Scars come along?
Well, I mean, with Fozzy, we've been pretty busy over the last album cycle, but at the same time, you know, everybody's got different projects. You know, Chris obviously does the wrestling and acting thing. Rich and Frank are in Stuck Mojo. So, you know, I myself love writing and performing and recording. So I want to stay busy. And, you know, the drummer, Dusty Winterode, and myself had a project called Cyberstar with Jason Moreno from Drowning Pool a few years ago. And, you know, didn't work out with that, but lo and behold, Marcus Davis, our current singer, gave us a call, got in touch with us, and we sent him some tracks, and, you know, he sent some vocals back on those tracks, and we were blown away, and here we are today, man.
So do you find it hard to write riffs for both bands, or how does it work?
No, not at all, man. I have, like, you know, there's a certain style that Fozzy has, and there's a certain style that, you know, Tattoo the Scars has, and if I feel a riff fits one of the bands more, I will, I'll definitely save it and build it, you know, thinking of that band, you know what I'm saying?
Do you have a wife and kids? Is it hard to balance your family life with road life?
Not very hard. I have a wife and pugs, which are just like kids. So, yeah, you know, I mean, there's a bit of a balance you got to, you know, it gets tough sometimes on both ends, but we make it work. We make it work and we keep moving forward.
What are some of the realities of being a rock star?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I would say I'm a rock star or nothing like that at all, dude. I would say that the reality of being a rock musician is you got to wake up every morning, you got to make the donuts. You know, that means practicing, that means being creative, that means promoting yourself online, that means, you know, getting ready for your show that night, or, you know, a tour, you know, a freaking being away from home for 5 weeks, being in the studio all the time, you know. But you know what? I'm not complaining.
Oh, I wouldn't complain if I were you either. Awesome band.
I'm loving it, dude. I'm blessed, man.
Oh man, you play in one of the best bands that I know. You guys actually are on the same level right now as I think some of the world's best bands are. You guys are just right there getting gigs with Iron Maiden, Nickelback.
Ah, dude, thanks, dude. Yeah, thanks, man. I can't wait to play those, man. I can't wait to play those shows.
I got so excited seeing that you guys are going to be playing with Iron Maiden. That's so awesome. And I've been following Fozzy for quite some time. I've also been a wrestling fan in the past. You know, Jericho was always like, I'm going to go play with my band Fozzy for 6 months and then come back. So he'd always keep leaving the WWE and stuff. So what does it take for a band to go to the next level? And what are some things you recommend every band do?
One thing I would say is always keep on writing songs. Find yourself a way to record everything that you write. And, you know, these days people have digital recording rigs, and you know, you can get decent sounding, if not, you know, high quality sounding stuff right out of your basement, you know what I mean? So do that, and then you're gonna have to build all your numbers on social media, play as many shows as you can, don't let anybody tell you no, you know, but also play the game, be savvy, and you know, be respectful. If you open for a bigger band, you know just be respectful of a bit of space in that venue for them. So just stuff like that, man.
That's awesome. It's great for my listeners to hear that. I know that I would have loved to hear that when I was 15 years old in my first band. So let's talk about your first guitar and how long you've played guitar, and do you remember your first band?
My first band, yeah, it was a junior high school band. The first guitar was a Harmony Stratocaster type of copy. Pulled it out of the closet at my dad's, or at my grandparents' house. Used to be my dad's. You know, started learning on that, and then eventually, you know, got to where I could play songs. And first band was a junior high school band. We played the talent show, and you know, stuff like that, man.
Well, tell me about your upbringing, where you grew up. Did you grow up in a small town? Did you grow up in a big town? What are some big memories that you have of growing up in, and the lifestyle that you had as a young child?
Yeah, as a kid, I grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina, and, you know, got into music at 12 and started playing, like, clubs when I was 13 and kept on playing and moved out to L.A. when I was 17, moved back, you know, to the East Coast here. And lo and behold, I had a band called Method 51. We had an indie deal and got out and played a bunch of shows, ended up opening up for Stuck Mojo, and I got a opportunity to come to try out for a post-Stuck Mojo project called 16 and Fozzy all at the same time. And that was, you know, that's back in 2002, and I've been here ever since.
That's awesome. So you got Tattoo the Scars. You just released the one single, right? Is there going to be an album coming out? And will there be any guest appearances on this record?
You know what, dude? That's a good question, because I tell you what, there is going to be we're going to do either a we have an EP. We have an album's worth of material ready right now. It's not all mixed and totally recorded the way we want it, but we definitely have that. But we might just release an EP, and yeah, you know, I do want to throw some guest appearances on there. I got a lot of friends out there I'd like to have on this, and I think we're going to definitely have one or two guest appearances on this thing.
That's amazing. I'm really looking forward to it. Is there a timeline as to when you guys may tour or play a show? I know you're pretty busy in the upcoming year.
We are looking at playing our first show, hopefully in July, man. We're definitely shooting hard for that.
Where's that going to be?
It's, you know what, dude, it's either going to be in Arizona, in Tucson. It's either going to be there. It's either going to be here in the Atlanta area where I live, or it's either going to be in Jacksonville, Florida, where the drummer Dusty lives.
What kind of guitars do you play on stage?
On stage, I am a Kiesel endorser, and I love those guitars. They are, you know, I used to be a Les Paul guy. I still love Gibsons and all that, but I got lucky enough to get hooked up with Kiesel. They're an all-American company here. They've been around since 1946. They used to be Carvin. It's the same family. They just used the family name and just stuck with guitars instead of building amps and all that stuff like they used to do back in the day. But yeah, man, I'm full Kiesel endorsed, and love all of them, man. They're killer guitars.
So they used to be Carvin. That's amazing. I love Carvin guitars.
Yeah.
I thought they looked kind of like them, but I wasn't going to say anything. So if you had a choice to play three vintage guitars, and you had a chance to have those three vintage guitars in your collection, could you name them? Which ones would they be?
Vintage? Yeah, I'll go ahead and say the vintage ones I would have. I would definitely have a 70s, early 70s, late 60s Gibson Les Paul Black Beauty Custom. I would definitely have a 60s, 70s Fender Telecaster. And I would definitely have a... you know, the same year, 60s or 70s Stratocaster. I would definitely have any of those three.
What vintage guitars do you play now? I mean, which one's your favorite besides the Kiesel?
Vintage guitars, I have a Les Paul, Gibson Les Paul, and I play it as well. I use it mainly for studio. I don't even play it out of the house anymore. But that's pretty much the only vintage one I have.
What's your rig rundown? Do you play what kind of amp do you play out of? Is there any special pedals that you use now that you weren't using in the past?
Rig rundown is I'm using Kemper these days. My profiles I'm using are all Eddie Van Halen EVH amps, 5150s. I have a main rhythm tone, crunch tone. I have a lead tone with a bit of delay on it, and a phaser and a flange tone, and a clean tone. So then external pedals I use. I use an Electro Harmonix tremolo pedal. I also use a Digitech whammy pedal. Also a MXR Phase 90, along with a Dunlop Wah, and that's pretty much my rig right there. Everything's ran with Voodoo Lab ground control, and it runs the Kemper. And I have used 412 cabinets with Celestion speakers, greenbacks, and a combination of greenbacks and vintage 30s.
Wow. So when did you start using the Kemper?
I started using the Kemper about 2 years ago, man. I love it too. Gotta say, love it.
It's a game changer.
It is a game changer. It is, really. It really is. Makes traveling so much easier. You got all the, you know, you really don't need external effects, but, you know, everybody, you know, uses it with them because they like, you know, some people like their different boutiques, you know, tones of some of these things. And, you know, there was ones already built in the Kemper, and download them from the company, but, you know, like I said, everything's in the box if you want it to be there, for sure.
That's amazing. I wanted to use one for my my bass, but, you know, sometimes it gets lost in the shuffle. I mean, they're pretty pricey, but I hear they're very worth it, especially if you're touring and stuff, right? So
yeah, they definitely make it easy to tour and have your sound, for sure.
And the best part is, like, your sound is going to be spot on every time you flick that thing on, right? So,
yeah, dude, totally.
Very key. So Chris Jericho is the ultimate front man. There isn't many who grace the stage anymore like him, besides, you know, David Lee Roth. Or what are some of the most memorable moments you've had with him? I know you probably have hundreds or thousands, but can you name one or two?
Yeah, I'll name the main one. And this is kind of, this isn't even like a stage or like a rock and roll moment. It is a rock and roll moment, but it's a crazy thing to happen. All right. We were on this bus, and this was last year, this time last year. We were on this bus. The bus broke down for the third time in 3 days. Okay. We were on our way to a show. We were headlining, and it was in Illinois. We broke down in the middle of a cornfield. We were on the way to a mechanic's place, which was in the middle of this big cornfield. Okay, so we pull up to his place, and the dude is so nice, his family is so nice. You know, he says, "Oh, you know, we'll fix it. We'll get you to the gig." We're like, "All right," you know. He kept messing with the thing. He'd get it cranked, and you know, the thing would go wrong. You know, so finally, this nice man pulls his own brand new Prevo tour bus over to where we are and says he will take us to the gig. Okay? So not only did we get to go to our show, we got to go in a nicer bus than we were even traveling on before, due to the good heart of this guy who helped us out just on a whim. Then after we played that show, the dude proceeded to drive us all the way home to Atlanta, Georgia, so we could make it home with our gear safely.
Wow.
How about that for a story? Huh?
Very kind.
Yeah, dude.
Guy.
I mean, that was the story of all stories for me right there.
Do you still keep in touch with this guy?
Yeah, we do. We sure do.
That's awesome, man. Well, can you describe you have any pre-gig rituals, anything special that you do on, sure, on a day of the show?
Stretching and lots of warming up with guitar runs. Pretty much, that's it.
What about Chris? Does he work out every day? Is he he's a fitness buff, obviously, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think he does, dude. We all do our own things. I'm sure he does. Some days, I know he does a lot of press too, so yeah, I'm sure he does, dude, you know?
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what happens with Tattooed the Scars, man. I really appreciate you taking time to talk to me, man. And
yeah, dude, thank you. All right. Okay, buddy, you too, man. Have a good one, dude.